His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz. His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power. Dear family, we want to welcome you live to Black Power Radio. Black Power Radio on now, live on the airwaves. We want to go right to the phone line with our national chairman, who's online now, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Are you on, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Black Power, I'm right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hear you just fine, sir. Didn't know if you want to say a few words before we let the interview play.
All right. Am I on?
Yes, sir. On now.
Okay. If I go on right now, you're going to make your move.
It's your call, sir. I can do it either way. You can bring it on, and we can go right into it and come back to you, sir.
I think that'd be the wise thing to do. Just go into the interview, and then I will come on after that, dear brother.
Okay. Yes, sir. So you heard it there first, family. We're going to go right to the latest interview with our warrior lawyer, attorney Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
News attacking the Black Panthers. All day, Fox News had updates on a case of alleged voter intimidation that took place during the 2008 presidential election. It involved members of the new Black Panther Party who allegedly intimidated voters who looked like they wouldn't vote for now President Obama. So why is Fox obsessed with a two-year-old story? Is this a case of civil rights gone wrong, or could it all just be hype to bring down the Panthers? Joining me to help discuss this is Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, chairman of the new Black Panther Party. Thanks so much for joining me. So I don't know if you actually got a chance to see some of Fox's coverage. Did you have any initial reactions? I know it's probably beating a dead horse here. You guys have been talking about this Philadelphia voter intimidation story for, it seems like, years now. It has been years. Were you surprised that it popped up back again and it was kind of an update every single hour?
No, I'm not surprised, because I know that midterm elections are coming up, and I have been predicting that the attack would increase as we go into the elections, because this whole so-called voter intimidation controversy is just a tool by the Republicans. These new so-called civil rights Republicans that are suddenly fighting for civil rights, laugh out loud, are now all on the backs of the new Black Panther Party as we go into the election season. So I expect to see ads featuring the new Black Panther Party and further allegations against us, because they're at war with Obama and the Justice Department and trying to bring us down. And so, as you notice, they don't have us on to debate Attorney Adams or the others one-on-one, because they have no intention on being, as they say, fair and balanced. They want to paint us as extremists, and they don't want the truth to come out, because they have political purposes. And that's why I'm happy to be here today to get the truth out.
And, you know, you mentioned that attorney, Adams, who resigned from the Justice Department because they refused to further investigate that case from the Philadelphia polling place. You know, he said that politics and race are the reasons that you guys aren't being investigated. And, you know, Fox had lots of intense graphics, and they said this is powerful, explosive news. What do you make of those statements?
I make of it as just part of the right-wing paranoia and playing on racial fears, unfounded racial fears in every way. I say Fox News should be ashamed of themselves. We used to be on Fox for years, but now they won't call us, but they like to talk about us, but they are afraid to talk to me and us. What the public must understand is that these charges had no merit against the organization, the New Black Panther Party. They had no merit against myself as the leader. What the public is not being informed of, that one member who was on video holding the nightstick, in fact, was found liable by the Justice Department, was penalized and prohibited from going to the polls in any form for over 4 years. But there was no merit that this was an organizational conspiracy to intimidate voters. It was not. There was no merit that I conspired to organize this. There was not. And so what is the big controversy about? There's not even one voter or anybody that came to the poll that said that they were intimidated.
Right.
And so for the United States Commission on Civil Rights and for Attorney Adams to try to act like they're so interested in civil rights when they are not investigating Anthony Hill, a black man who was dragged 10 miles in South Carolina behind a pickup truck to his death, and a host of other human and civil rights violations that are going on against our people. But to try to play like they are the inheritors of the right of the legacy of Martin Luther King is preposterous.
You said something just now. You said that Fox News is trying to stir up racial fears. What would they gain by doing that? What's the purpose of that?
By stirring up racial fears, you stir up the Tea Party. By stirring up racial fears, you stir up the anti-Obama vote. By stirring up racial fears, you stir up fears against blacks, against Muslims, and against non-Caucasian Americans. And that produces a voter turnout. That produces the kind of volatile dynamic that they desire in the election season. But I say they will fail. They plan and God plans, and God will be the best of planners. Adams and the Republicans will be defeated in this battle against the Panther Party.
Let's talk about Fox News. They're being called the number one cable news channel in the country right now. You know, many people have seen how the recession has affected the media, more talking heads spewing their opinions, more channels kind of gearing what their coverage toward a certain audience. Who do you think Fox News' audience is, and why does a story like this appeal to them so much?
Fox News' audience is mainly whites, Republican or right-oriented whites, some independents, Confederates, include some hard right-wingers and racist organizations. And so they have a base. It's really the dissatisfied whites in America that are saying they want to take their country back. We interpret that as meaning take our country back from this black man who happens to be the president, the not-so-subliminal message. So they have an audience. The 60% of whites that say that they disapprove of Obama, because his approval rating is only 40% with whites, that 60% that say they are dissatisfied with Obama is Fox News' audience. And they're playing on the racial fears of their audience, but they're being dishonest and disingenuous in doing that, and they're even lying to the public.
And they're supposedly number one. Do they represent what 99% of Americans feel? Is that American sentiment today?
I think it's a manipulation scheme, a manipulation machine coming from Fox News, and I can't say any of the others are better. Until you have free and unbiased media in America that wants to get to the truth of the matters without the hype and without the defamation going on, we'll never have truth here. So Fox News is definitely off the path. It's definitely on a manipulation and playing on racial fears agenda. But there are also other forces behind them. There are congressmen, Wolf and Smith, behind Fox on this attack. There's other key Republican newspapers, the Washington Times and others, that are driving and using Fox. And now they're even using other networks. But we want everybody to know that the New Black Panther Party is a sincere servant of our people. We're trying to help our people the best we can. The positions we take are a result of the discrimination, the raping, the robbery, the lynching, and the abuses that black people have suffered here in recent times and for over 400 years.
Really quickly, the last time I spoke to you, you said that you were getting ready for a war with the Tea Partiers. Many people would say that a lot of Tea Partiers probably watch Fox News. Is this whole controversy adding fuel to the fire? What's the status on that war with the Tea Partiers?
Well, we'll see Glenn Beck on August 27th on the National Monument. The new Black Panther Party will see him there since he's attacking us nightly, and he won't talk to us. We'll see him on the National Monument in the National Mall. Other than that, we're just in South Carolina on July 17th helping a black man and his family, a black man named Anthony Hill, who was dragged 10 miles by other Confederates behind a pickup truck, dragged and killed 10 miles. That's what we're working on in South Carolina, to help Anthony Hill and his family. But we'll deal with all of these right-wingers, Smith, Wolf, Adams, the Tea Party, Michael Steele, any and all of them. The new Black Panther Party is ready for you out here in America and throughout the world. We're ready to rumble.
Should be a showdown. That's Dr. Malik Zulu-Shabazz, chairman of the new Black Panther Party. Thanks so much. Fox News.
All right. We're back on air. Brother Chairman, you're on now, sir.
Black Power. Assalamu alaikum. Hotep. Free the land and black laws for all black people. Again, black power to my dear beloved brothers and sisters. It is such a divine pleasure to be black again and to be on with you on the radio, Black Panther, Black Power Radio. I have been so distressed to be off of the radio for so long, but we were so busy fighting through the convention and fighting through South Carolina. And other battles that I'm so glad we got through all of that mess and got back with you. So I apologize to you on behalf of our organization, on behalf of our leadership. My sincere apologies to you for the interruption of the radio broadcast and the improper handling of it. Ultimately, I have to bear responsibility here as the leader of the organization. And so it is now a pleasure to be back on, and my dear and sincere thanks to Brother Sean and Brother Akbar, but in this instance, Brother Sean Kwali, who is our newspaper co-editor and is a special assistant to me and to the Central Committee of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. My and our thanks to him for his continuous work, for his work in communication, working with the recruits and contacting the members and alerting them, working the newspaper, working to carry out his assignments diligently and forthrightly and on a consistent basis. So my thanks to Brother Sean Kwali and to everybody. When you get a message from Brother Sean or you get a message from the national headquarters of which he sends out mail on, it deserves the highest of respect and the highest priority. Our thanks again. And so we give honors to God for being on tonight. And we come to you representing the mission of Marcus Mosiah Garvey, the mission of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the mission of Prophet Noble Drew Ali, the mission of Minister Malcolm X, the mission of Minister Louis Farrakhan, the mission of Dr. Khalid Muhammad, the mission of Stokely Carmichael or Kwame Ture, the mission of H. Rapp Brown. On another level, the mission of Harriet Tubman, the mission of Sojourner Truth, the mission of Fannie Lou Hamer, the mission of all the greats that have gone on before us, and even those that are still alive. It's still the mission of, in her best days, Sister Angela Davis. It's the mission of, in his best days, Bobby Seale. It's the mission still, though she is locked down out of the country, of Hassan Shakur. Our mission is the mission of black power, black nationalism, pan-Africanism, and a sincere doctrine, sincere teaching, sincere developing, defining, and defending what is in the best interest of the black nation. That is our mission. That is my mission and a stated purpose as your chairman. As representing all of those greats including a bold, bald-headed black man who came before me, a model example for black people, a man that many of you who are listening have totally misunderstood. Some of you have missed the boat on him altogether, so I help you to clarify what his mission, aim, and purpose is and was in the bounds and hells of North America. Obviously, I can't be long, but I must be strong, and it's got so much territory to cover, it would be impossible for me to cover it in this hour, but I got 45 minutes to cook. And so listen closely, turn everything down and reduce all distractions, for this is a very important broadcast. This is a high alert broadcast, for the devil is busy in this hour. The devil is on the attack in this hour. And what I come to talk about tonight is the conspiracy to attack the New Black Panther Party. The conspiracy to attack the New Black Panther Party and the Black Panthers on the move in Newberry, South Carolina. The conspiracy to attack the New Black Panther Party and the Black Panther on the move in Newberry, South Carolina. And that's a hell of a subject with so many sub-subjects in the subject. But many of you now are watching the news. And many of you now are watching the devil at work with his manipulated news media, his Zionist-controlled, white-controlled news media that has never been fair to black people and have always been biased towards white people. The media never has been fair to the Black Panther. It wasn't fair to the Black Panther yesterday in the day of Bobby Seale and Huey P. Newton, and it is not fair to the New Black Panther Party today. This same media was not fair to Minister Malcolm X. It was not fair to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It was not fair to Marcus Mosiah Garvey, H. Rapp Brown, Stokely Carmichael. Even on another level, really wasn't fair to Dr. Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Revolt, or what they call the Civil Rights Struggle. And so this same press now has ramped it up, all behind some crooked white right-wing agents manipulating behind the scenes and angling for an election in the fall. I told you all early on that this would be part of the midterm election strategy of the Republican Party, this phony voter intimidation case, this phony voter intimidation dismissal. This sorry-ass case, it gets on my goddamn nerves. It really does. Pardon my language, but it's bullshit. I just have no softer way to say it. It's bullshit. But what we must understand in this hour, to those who are listening, is as the devil attacks and is being and acting according to his nature, we don't want to be helpers to the devil. We don't want to be aids to the devil. We want to be helpers to God and his mission to redeem and resurrect black people and to build the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. For as the devil plans, God must plan, and God must be the best of planners. And I don't care what uniform you're wearing, we want to know what side are you on tonight. What side are you on? And how are you representing, and what the hell are you doing out there? As we are at war with the most cold-blooded beast ever to exist on the 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. And so they are now, I told you that this was going to come up as a midterm election issue. I told you that they were going to heat up the temperature. Some of you all just think that I'm just talking or running off at the mouth, and I need to tell you I have no time to run off at the mouth. And I have no time to waste idle words. Some of you talk all the goddamn time and ain't saying nothing, just running off at the mouth, always talking. Well, let me tell you this. I've been around here too long. I've been through too many battles, too many struggles, too many head-to-head showdowns with Giuliani and his team and his boys, too many head-to-head showdowns with the ADL and old Foxman and his boys, and the Howard University and the Negroes on my campus and their boys, even on another level, head-to-head between black organizations and the Khalid Muhammad team and the Nation of Islam team and all of that. I've been through a lot of battles, a lot of wars. I'm not here by happenstance, nor am I here by accident. And I have no time to waste idle words or run off at the mouth. When I'm telling you something, goddammit, listen. Black power, because it comes from experience. It comes from being out here on the battlefield. And so I'm a qualified general by the grace of Allah out here on the battlefield. Though not perfect, I deserve to be listened to. We don't have a chain of command here for nothing. And all of us in this hour are going to have to line up behind a leader. And if one of y'all can step in front of me and say, you can lead me, do it right now, God damn it, and I'll follow you. But if that's not you, then God damn it, stand in line and stand at attention and stand at an equal pace and rate behind your brother so we don't see your ass out of line. We demand discipline in this hour. We demand allegiance in this hour as we are under attack and have no time for mistakes, and I have no time for silly shit. This case is of the new Black Panther Party. Alleged voter intimidation is overblown and overhyped, but it is part of a strategy that they are using, and using even our own members and their statements. The Satan is using them to bring the forces of the United States government and the anti-terrorism department down on the organization, and also using some of our own actions to split and divide us from our own people and carry out the denial objectives of the counterintelligence program, which is to isolate us from the masses of our people and to make our people believe that teaming up with the police and the white man against us, we are doing them a favor. And so the devil is busy, and some of you underestimate the devil, and therefore you work with the devil unwittingly. Unknowingly, you think that you're being strong and pro-black, but you're really working into the hands of the white man by fueling and perpetuating this image that the new Black Panther Party are feeding into the stereotype that we are the black neo-Nazis or the black Ku Klux Klan. Let me let every brother and sister know that is listening on this radio that we are not no goddamn black Nazis and no black Ku Klux Klan, and that we are not the opposites of the skinheads. For they did not come up, and their babies were not lynched, murdered, and raped by black. Their towns were not burned down like Rosewood and Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Black Wall Street. They were not robbed of their name, religion, culture, and God, lost their folkways, mores, and norms. We come up out of a totally different existence than the goddamn Ku Klux Klan. Don't ever come out your mouth and accuse us of that. And if you are, say you in this organization, don't act like that as to give fuel to the goddamn fire in this hour. We come up out of Lowndes County, Alabama. We come up out of the bowels of struggle of black people to have our people free of voter intimidation, to have our people free of the harassment, the police brutality, the outright abuse, discrimination on every single level by this devil. We come up out of a totally different circumstance. And so I have to go out here, try to represent the true aims of the organization. I have to represent the true aims of the organization. Many of you are depending on me to teach the truth, to be strong, to represent the organization in a way where you can say to yourself, to your heart, to your God, as well as your family and your companions, your friends, that you have made the right choice in joining the new Black Panther Party for self-defense under the leadership of the student of Khalid Abdul Muhammad, attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Well, please, don't make my job harder. Don't make my job harder. And I'm not going to let you make my job harder. If what I'm teaching is not strong enough for you, if it is not bold enough for you, then, God damn it, go to the exit door and choose your own organization and set up camp somewhere else. If what Khalid Muhammad told you in terms of who to listen to when he passed from amongst us, if that is not enough for you and you feel like you can do it better, and go on out there and form the new Black Liberation Army, the new Black Panther Militia. Do it your way and see what Allah will do for you. But I am so confident in the backing that I have from the Central Committee of the New Black Panther Party, the backing that I have from a bold black man seen, well-seasoned and well able to calculate what to do and not to do in this hour, Minister Hashim Nzinga and Minister Akbar Bilal and his years of experience, and Brother Sean Kwali and Brother D.K. from Dallas, Texas, and his skills and the years of experience, and Sister Amira and Brother Zaid Muhammad, Brother Divine Allah, even little Brother Hannibal, Sister Khadija, others that I know what time it is and what must be done, and have the confidence and the backing of that core that the rest of you that can't function or can't get along or can't agree with it, that be on you, brother. That be on you, because I be going right along with this plan that Almighty God Allah has given me. And so I'm here to talk to you tonight about the attack on the new Black Panther Party, but also the guidance that we must follow in this day and hour. And we must have adherence to the chain of command and clear guidance in this day and hour. So I'm asking all of you, every last one of you, don't say nothing in the press about nothing right now, unless it's cleared through our National Chief of Staff. Unless you get a clearance by email from the National Chief of Staff to clear you to talk to any media, black, white, blog, or goddamn frog, you get it cleared by Minister Hashim Nzinga. His email is HashimNzinga@yahoo.com. You get it cleared in writing, lest we have to go to war on you. Because we got to line up in this hour and make sure that who is representing us is representing us properly in this day and hour. And that does not mean nothing weak at all. It means something strong, but it means the new Black Panther has to speak with intelligence. The new Black Panther has to speak with actual facts and proof. He ain't just running off at the mouth. The new Black Panther has to speak strategically and correctly, lest he play into the hands of the white man, and he give bullets to the white man. I'm not giving no goddamn bullets to the white man. Black power, yeah, I'm throwing down tonight a showdown out of love for all of you, and love to those who I know I'm talking about. You know, it's like I have to go out on my lawn and clean up a bunch of dog shit. I have to go out on my front lawn and clean up a bunch of dog shit. And when I look in the P.O. box to see where the dues are that have been sent to help me while this devil is all on my back, there's nothing in the mailbox. Whew. It's like a goddamn wind, nothing in the mailbox. Goddamn marshals coming to my door, army of goddamn marshals, bulletproof vests and all of that in my backyard, all on my front yard, pick of wood all on my goddamn doorstep, Uncle Tom niggas with them, serving me some punk-ass papers from this phony-ass case. You say, I'll be there for you, Brother Chairman. Yeah, some of you will, but goddamn it, you can't defend me against this beast. You ain't nowhere near ready to deal with the most awesome cracker and peckerwood ever to exist. He's all around the damn Capitol. He got police everywhere. You come hang with me for 2 days, and then you'll need $20 to get back home. This is for real men, for real women. This is real shit. Pardon my language. I hope they here let me stay on this radio broadcast. Pardon my language. I'm sorry, but I got to give it to you real. We have to follow the guidance. Stay out of the press and don't go in the media unless you clear it with Hashim and Zynga. Clean up the damn Facebooks. If you're not talking about your meeting, if you ain't talking about July 17th when we will be in Newberry County, South Carolina, doing the real work, the real organizing, if you ain't talking about when your meeting is, if you ain't talking about something that's pertaining to the organizing of our people, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Just get focused. You're not making no goddamn joke out of this, man. We're at war. This devil is serious. Yeah, I will say no to the media as well. Goddamn cracker called me, or these not them, but a sister called me from CNN
and said they wanted to have me on to debate the attorney from the Justice Department, to have me on to debate him over this so-called voter intimidation case, which is something that needs to be talked about to show how phony the case is and how whatever they're complaining about, there has already been some justice served. The man they complained about with the nightstick had been penalized already. So what is the white man talking about? There's no evidence that the new Black Panther Party conspired to go out there and do that. You know Malik Shabazz didn't tell you to do that. Our instructions were clear. Don't violate the law. Stay 100 feet away from the polling place on election day. That's plain and simple. You follow that, you'll be okay. You don't? Here we go. Anyway, it all can be in Allah's way. It could all be in Allah's way if you follow the guidance. I don't fault any of you for what you may have done yesterday, or even myself for what I might have done yesterday. It's what we do today and in this hour that really matters, and how we work around what the devil is doing. The sister called me and asked me to go on and not to debate Adams. Then they canceled it. The Zionist over her head, they canceled the interview. They don't want me to come on and to dismantle this case, to destroy this case, to show that this case is perpetrating a fraud, that this case is absolutely without merit and was dropped properly by the Justice Department under the leadership of Eric Holder. They don't want that. And so they have this white guy, this attorney, Adams, running around by himself. They call me up to go on the next day. They say they want me to go on and debate. I say, oh, well, who am I, what would I be on against? They say you will be on against, they say your subject will be the new Black Panthers versus the old Black Panthers. And your person you will be debating against is Bobby Seale. I said, the hell if I will be out there on CNN debating Bobby Seale with some white person in the middle refereeing a showdown between me and one of the elders of the Black Panther Party. I say, the hell if you will, get thee behind me, Satan. I'll see you and your damn TV later. Hello? I can tell the devil no. But I don't give a damn about his media. I can pick and choose on the battlefield I will deal with this cracker on. This cracker is manipulative. He cracks the whip. He tries to drive you in a corner because he controls the press. He wants to control the battlefield. There's a conspiracy is what I'm telling you. There's a conspiracy. I don't even want Bobby Seale to be used in the conspiracy against the new Black Panther Party. I don't want him to be used with him. I have to go and sit down with him as a brother, to try to explain to him now, Brother Bobby Seale, we don't have to be out here fighting each other. But you all on who are listening to me have to help me to be able to repair the relations between the new Black Panther Party and the original Black Panther Party. You have to help me repair these relations so when I go to them that I at least come with a decent representation, although we may differ. Although we may differ on nationalism and socialism or intercommunalism and Pan-Africanism or black power and all power to the people, though we may differ on that, at least we want to be able to come to the elders in the original Panther Party, some of them, and to be able to say we still make a credible representation. We still can be found helping the people. We still have a program of action for the people. We have something to make you proud and not to just give you gross evidence, clear evidence that we are just making a mockery out of the Panther Party. I refuse to be a part of making a mockery or ripping anybody off. I say I have not done that. I say that we have not done that. But some of you can do that by misrepresenting the organization, our aims and objectives. You cannot speak for yourself. You have to speak for the organization. Believe it or not, brothers and sisters, whenever I go out here and represent the organization, I have you in mind. And I know that I am accountable to you. And that what I'm saying and that what I'm doing, I'm to be held accountable to you, and to a degree your lives are dependent on what I am doing. And because I love you, I have to be strong, but I cannot be reckless with you. I have to be strong, but I cannot be reckless with you and your children and your lives, which are in my hands. I don't sell a lot of wolf tickets. I don't think it's productive for anybody to get out here talking about what they will do and what they're going to do and who they're going to kill. Shut up. Just shut the fuck up. You ain't going to kill a goddamn bird. And if you was, you'd have killed the goddamn bird. People that really do stuff don't talk a lot about it. I'm an attorney. I've seen too many criminal defendants go down on previous statements and shit they saying. And after 911, it's a post 911 environment. If you don't hear me saying it, damn it, don't you say it. You stay a couple of steps behind me. I don't need nobody out in front of me. Can't none of y'all speak for me. And if y'all want somebody else to speak for you, email me right away. I'll resign. I'm trying to help clean up black people out of the mess that has been made. I'm sorry. I don't know. Sorry for this broadcast tonight, but really, I'm not sorry. I got 25 minutes left. I'm telling you this out of love. I'm telling you this to shake you up. And you should repeat and listen to this broadcast over and over again and swallow it. Even if you got to take some Pepto-Bismol or some kind of digestive aid to help it go down. I'm your brother and I love you. But right now, I've been in this too long. I have no time to play and I'm not going to watch the enemy destroy this. I'm not going to sit out here and just be destroyed without achieving my objective, which is to help black people. Well, this white man is talking about voter intimidation. It's a black man in Newberry County, South Carolina, that has been hitched and dragged to a pickup truck by white supremacists and dragged over 10 miles in a modern-day lynching. Where's the outrage about that? A black woman near Beaumont, Texas, 60 miles south of Jasper, dragged, hitting the head by a hammer by a cracker that she should not have been associated with, hitched and dragged down the road to her death by a white man. Gun sales all-time high by the white man. Threats coming over. We got my email right now, and our email is overflowing with threats. White people threatening every second right now. Where's the outrage of the United States Civil Rights Commission on that? Where's the outrage of the Civil Rights Commission? Republican civil rights fighters. The hell it is. Have you ever heard of such an animal? That's like a half elephant, half lion. That's like something wild out in the wilderness you ain't never going to see is a Republican civil rights fighter claiming they fighting for civil rights and accusing a Barack Obama of reverse racism. The hell it is. You ain't never fought for our people. You ain't never cared about our people. You have never stood for our people. And I'm not fooled in this day and hour. So that's why they don't want me on, brothers and sisters. I'll dismantle this case and make this case irrelevant. And what I'm trying to tell you is that I have to take my attorneys and go into court after being harassed by these devils. Then I have to go and pull out more money to my lawyers. And when I look to you, to what you are putting in my legal fund, all I can hear in my mailbox is, it's so cold and so lonely. Oh, it's so lonely. Oh, you have to follow this. Because you don't even support this. You can't say like Honorable Louis Farrakhan that he's supported by his followers. That's what makes him so strong and so independent. I just have to be strong and independent because that's the way that Allah made me. I have to help you all most of the time. I'm helping you. It ain't you helping me. I'm helping you. All praise is due to Allah. So all I'm asking you to do in the most humblest of terms, brothers and sisters, in the utmost of humility is bowing down to you right now and asking you to just cooperate and follow the guidance. Follow the chain of command and the brain of command that I'm giving to you through Minister Hashim Nzinga and the National Central Committee. Everybody stay in line. Stay in line and control and check your egos. And let's move as one unit, and Allah will take us and make us strong in this hour. He will take us and bring us together and shape us and make us an army. It could be that all the attention this devil given to us could be worked for God's purposes, but you have to give me room to operate. Don't help the enemy by saying and doing things that give a bad representation to the organization. that embarrass the believers, that embarrass the people. I can't go on the goddamn TV and the first question they're going to ask me is, well, are you going to kill the babies? I don't have time for that bullshit. I want to talk about a black man here that's been dragged 10 miles by white supremacists and white supremacy creeping throughout the South, and how a community is now coming under the leadership of the new Black Panther Party. I personally believe it's cowardly for any black man to want to jump on a two-year-old baby. I do not see that as having any masculinity at all. I'm sorry. That's why I do not want to debate silly issues with the white man, because I will end up giving answers that will be truthful. I don't find jumping on a toddler in any way revolutionary. I'm sorry. And again, I don't even find saying who you're going to jump on. At least if you say you're going to jump on somebody, say it's going to be a big, bad policeman. And then if you're going to do it, why say it? I mean, come on, man. We got to get real about this. I ain't got no time to play games with what's called a liberation struggle. I'm not going to play with your lies. I will be clear. I'm not going to play with you. What I did yesterday, I will not do today. Yesterday, I just let y'all do anything, maybe for a year or so, because y'all burned me out. And fight so hard and give such sometimes tepid or moderate or weak support, you burn a man out. He has to go and try to take care of his daughter and his family. And so I pretty much let y'all do what y'all going to do. But y'all need leadership like you need running water, and you need guidance. And so while I'm here on this post, I will give it to you. And I'm not giving it to you from something I made up on my own. I've been through battle after battle, brothers and sisters, for over 22 years. Hashim has been out on this battlefront for over 15, 16 years, and we have been together. We have some good, solid leadership, but we need real support. And to now make what is appears to be a negative into a positive. I will not be debating or discussing or criticizing the original Black Panther Party at all. They are my brothers and my sisters. I will sit down with Bobby Seale. I will not sit in front of the enemy and discuss family business. Even though I may disagree with him and he may have said negative things about us, I have enough respect for him to know that that is my elder, and I still will be able to turn the other cheek with my brother, not the enemy, with my brother. And I am seeking him in this hour to sit down with him. So if we do have any words in the future, the blood will not be on my hands. I will try to let him know the real purposes of the party. So help me to help the original Black Panther Party to understand the real purposes of the party and just stay in line and follow my and our guidance of the Central Committee, and we will reach the promised land. We will bind the enemy, and we will bind Satan. We will bind our own will and do what's in the best interest of the organization. The best interest of the organizations. Okay, brothers and sisters, we're going to need you. Now, I think I've said enough on that, and you should play this tape to your brothers and sisters over and over again. And Brother Sean, you should re-email this out to our brothers and sisters of the link and let them link up to it again. I apologize for some of the strong language that I have given, but I think if you understand the circumstances, you will see that it is justified, still taken in context of my apology. I have a few minutes left, and I'm going to keep going on. We need you in Newberry, South Carolina. That's what you should be talking about on all of these blogs and Twitters and Facebooks. It's how your organization is going to be in Newberry, South Carolina, about how we may have a crowd of over 1,000 black people, as our last meeting / mini march had almost 400. And we call for that in just 2 days. And so if we have 1,000 black people in Newberry, South Carolina, which is ran by a sheriff who is not too far, he may not be Bull Connor, but they look alike to me, and he has an army with him, and he's got the FBI and all kind of people from the Justice Department with him, you should be shining your boots and everybody and getting ready to support your organization and making sure that we can have crowd control over these 1,000 people as we move through the streets and rally for justice, not just for Anthony Hill. Certainly because of Anthony Hill, but not just because of Anthony Hill. It's because the black man and woman of Newberry, South Carolina, have rallied behind us and told us that we represent you, the Panther Party, and you represent us. Your leadership represents their aims and aspirations, and that's why they will put their lives and bodies on the streets with us. that they want us to represent us for their aims against police brutality, against their grievances for lack of recreation and proper places for their children to play. They want us to represent them against the discrimination that they face of the county and the state of South Carolina. And the Hill family, his widow, his baby, said that they want us to help them and to represent them, and they stood with us against all of the attacks to help them, to help us and his family. They have stood with us. And I thank Minister Hashim Nzinga, Minister Akbar Bilal, Chairman Will from Atlanta, Brother Bobby from Augusta, on another level, Brother Ja, Brother DK, Brother Drew X, and others, as we have all been down there manning the lines and building up black power in South Carolina. But we need you all to get ready and to be there. Every black man and woman, you should be in South Carolina on the 17th, and don't be there for the show, be there for the real work. We need 100 marshals. We need control over the crowd. We need to show unified group coordination and operations, because it's going to be a serious situation. There will be counter-demonstrators there with their Confederate flags and others. There are other power brokers, white and even Negro, in town that don't like the power, the balance of power shifted to the modern-day radical SNCC warriors, who are the new Black Panther Party, moving on these towns like SNCC, moving on these towns like Stokely Carmichael and Bob Brown and Mukasa did, organizing for power, organizing for justice. There are those that don't like it. Get ready and get your mind serious and be ready for real warfare and stop playing and talking. You got to arise, man. You got to wake up, man. You're out of your goddamn minds half the time. Some of you are doing real well. Some of you are all on the wrong page, man. And you see, you catch these attacks from the enemy, it shocks you. And so I'm telling you how to move, and that's how we move on South Carolina, and we show the world what we really stand for, who we really fighting for. We show the world what really matters. Not a man with a nightstick. How is that worse than a white man dragging a black man 10 miles to his death behind a pickup truck? That's where the real focus need to be on. That's where all our focus need to be on right now. And so we must build up others. We must build up for South Carolina on the 17th. We must build up the new Black Panther Party. Where are your meetings? Some of you are doing real well. The other one, a direct question must be asked, where are your meetings? This is not some club. This is not a gang. It's just you and your homies. I'll be sending out a letter to all of you very soon detailing the criterion for the setup of cities, the monthly reportings, the location of the meetings, the attendance of the meetings, and the requirements to even be called a chapter. They're taking up a whole city, and ain't but three of you or two of you, sometimes one of you. That days is over. If you don't know how to educate black people, you will have to learn how to educate the black people, or seek a new position. If you cannot educate them or administer to them or give them good information and draw them into the meetings and to be held accountable to leading them and be held accountable to them following you, black people and the black community, then we're just wasting space and time. Some of you, if you're not chairman material, it's all right. Admit it. We love you. You may be more qualified to be a minister of defense. But if you're going to be that, just be that. We'll try to do everything. And so you see, I got a tough job. I got to try to cover all of these bases. South Carolina, I got to make sure all of that goes right. Got good help, but ultimately I'm responsible. I got to make sure that the attacks from the U.S. Justice Department and the ADL and all of them working together, that doesn't work to the disadvantage of the party, but it works by God's grace to the advantage of the party. And so we have to follow instructions. We have to try to turn a negative into a positive. These people will try to destroy us, our reputation in the black community. They will make people believe by slanting the information that we stand for something that we totally don't stand for. We will get no credit for our good from the devil unless we cooperate in this day and hour. We cooperate and put the right teaching, the right wisdom, the right knowledge, the right faith on the party, recognizing that we are all one, a part of a process of Ujima and Umoja, of unity as well as collective work and responsibility. Think for each other. Think for your brother and sister when you act in the new Black Panther Party. Think of us as one now, under attack from an outside enemy. Let's rally around each other and hold our arms around each other and grab tight to the chain of command. Allah has blessed you in this hour. He can bless you. Hell, they're not talking about the National Action Network. They ain't talking about the Rainbow Push Coalition. They ain't even, no disrespect to them. They're not out there tonight talking about the Nation of Islam. They're talking about that little new Black Panther Party. They're talking about us. They have a sinister and an evil motive, but yet you can see God moving in the midst of it. But in order to really see the God and the laws of Maya working in the midst of it, you got to get real humble right now. You have to get real quiet right now. And I would ask you again to follow the guidance that I've been given by all of the greats that have came before me. All I'm doing to you is transferring the wisdom. I've gotten you this far. I've gotten you this far. It's a reasonable chance I can get you where you got to go, recognizing that we are still a baby, that we are still a baby, and that we still have a long way to go to be that strong, powerful organization that supports its leadership, supports its projects, and that can move out. When this enemy moves out, we just counterattack with our propaganda and newspapers and all of that. We're trying to fight back as best we can. But no warrior out on the battlefield overestimates his capabilities, knowing right in front of his face what material he has right in front of him. No warrior, true warrior, deludes himself unless he's just once again selling wolf tickets. And I have no time to sell wolf tickets. No man or woman speak beyond his or her power to do. No man speak beyond his or her power to do. We're doing a great job in many instances in the hells of America. We're doing a mighty work. But now, my dear brothers and sisters who are listening to me, I ask you to stand up and do better. I ask you to stand up and train better. I ask you to stand up and have better meetings. I ask you to serve the community better. Show me where you are serving and helping black people. That is more important than all the words, is a man's deeds or a woman's deeds. Show us what you're doing to help black people. If you don't know, you can call the national headquarters and ask for Minister Akbar Bilal, or you can email nbpphq@yahoo.com and ask for Brother Sean Quayle or Minister Akbar or any others, and they will advise you on the way to go. I will be releasing a letter shortly that will go out to all of you that will instruct you on what you should be doing and how you will have to send in the proof of your meetings and sign-in sheets and others, and you'll have to raise up to a higher level and a higher standard. I'm doing all of this year and taking this time, dear brothers and sisters, so that you don't waste your time. There are none of you that come in this organization that desire to see the years go by and you waste it going around in circles, talking about what we would do and what we should do. If I'm going to be your chairman right now, and I am, then we must have marked and measured progress. We must be going somewhere and improving and be able to prove it in word and deed. We're not children no more. We ain't teenagers no more. We're getting older, and we got to get stronger and more mature as we handle this mission and make way for the many others that want to join us. They hear all this stuff in the air and in the atmosphere. They want to join us. Can you build a following off this? Do you have a teaching and a fishing on your fishing rod to fish black fish out of the Black Sea on the dry land, out of the mouth of the whale? Like Jonah onto dry land, do you have dry land? Can you show black people that you're really the vanguard? Can you look a black man or a black woman in the eye, a mother, a father, a community member, and say, I am qualified to be your leader? If you're not, you may as well at least say, may I please qualify to be your helper? And humble thyself and understand that talking about we're leaders in the black community, that there's no time to make a joke and a game out of this. The people know us and they're watching us, and we have to be credible lest we be used by this devil in this hour. The devil is sifting us, and he desires to sift each and every one of us like wheat. And so I say, don't be helpers of the enemy. I don't give 2 cents for that National Geographic special. That National Geographic special on the new Black Panther Party was terrible. Some parts of it were classic, and much of it was terrible. Some of it was classic, the classic footage on Khalid Muhammad, and I'll tell you, yeah, the classic footage on me. But the rest of it, to me, did not help us. It could have been done much, much better. The devil has an agenda, and his agenda is to make us look crazy as hell. We can't be a part of that, brothers and sisters. I never told you to go out there and burn no American flag, and Khalid Muhammad never told you going out there burning no American flag. Where did you get that teaching from? That's childish. That's childish. How about building an organization and working against the flag that has robbed your people and worked for its ultimate removal and the coming of the kingdom of God? Khalid Muhammad didn't teach you that. You know, and you go out there and do all that stuff, and then it come back and bite you in the behind later, and you look silly. So be careful in what you say and what you do, because it will count in this day and hour, brothers and sisters. When I was under Khalid Muhammad, believe it or not, even my own statements, and Khalid Muhammad would tell me to stand down. There was a time in the Million Youth March, 1999, when I ramped up my statements and ramped up my radicalism. And he called me on the phone and said, "Brother, what are you doing? Why are you trying to speak ahead of me?" And told me to stay in my place and to let him handle the lead representation of the organization. I don't need to be out there trying to out-collect Khalid Muhammad. Told me to sit my ass down. And so now that I'm sitting here and representing him, I will tell you that I am the lead line for what is being taught here, and you have to follow what I'm teaching. And I'm teaching based on my consultation with Kimora Shabazz, with Hashim Nzinga, Huey Rose, all of the leaders of this party. I speak with their consent. And whatever I'm saying again is not strong or radical enough for you. You can join the Hebrew Israelite. You can join all of them other fools out there hollering and screaming on the street corner. But I plan on moving this organization into world power. And we will come to power. And Allah is bringing us to power right now. And so I ask you to join on to your own kind and fall into line and just salute, and Allah will bless you. If you fall into line, Allah will bless you. But most of all, most of us got to stand up and get up off our ass and go to work. Stop sitting back watching the show and get in the battlefield and get in there right. And when you get on the battlefield, know what to do. Arise, attend hut, get on your feet. Let's roll. Black power. All power to the people. We come back on again. Brother Sean, I will bring him back on in the last couple of minutes to tell us when we come back on. I thank you for receiving these words in the right spirit and under the right circumstances, but I cannot be a weak leader in this hour. I have to stand up and take a position. And I will update you more come next radio broadcast next Monday night. And Brother Sean will give you the schedule. I turn you back into the hands of our special assistant, Brother Minister Sean Kwali. Thank you. I love you all. Apologize for my language. Black power.
Black power, sir. No reason to apologize. You brought it the way it was supposed to be brought. We're going to close out here, but the schedule is every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at 11 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard, and you can always, of course, go to Blog Talk Radio, which you're on now, .com, blogtalkradio.com, for the call-in number, 646-478-4447. Again, 646-478-4447. Spread the word. Let the people know Black Power Radio is on the air, up and rolling. You don't hear radio like this anymore, and so we'll come back to you again, black to you again, on Saturday, and look forward to hearing again from our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, this coming Monday. Black power to you all.
You go busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you. You know how hard it is. No doubt. Being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our fits. We don't be knowing the pain we can cause. It's white man's world. It's white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all. I'm just saying it's white man's world. This song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up, or we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison. I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. Hey, they don't let this cool world get you. Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Cap off the bottom, I take a sip and
bond. In time I learned a few lessons. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation. Reparations are due. It's true. Caught up in this world, I took advantage.